joined out by Mark Bauer after the 3-0 defeat at Forest Green. Always a difficult, knew it was going to be a difficult place to come. What was your take on the overall performance today?
I thought the performance in general was quite good. You know, obviously it's a difficult place to come. They're going to create chances against you. They've created chances against every single side they've played. So, you know, they're going to put you under pressure. But I thought we stood up to it reasonably well. You know, didn't cut us to shreds. They had a few chances, but didn't cut us to shreds. And at the other end, I thought we had a few good openings as well. 1-0 at half time, you always feel you're in the game because we've had enough play to suggest that we can make more chances as the game opens up and we get further into it. But then the penalty's just an absolute joke. And 2-0 down, then it's a real mountain to climb against a team at the top of the league. And, you know, we had to. Bitterly disappointed with how they've been looked after by the referees today.
And the goals as well, the timing, I presume did the penalty as well, but the time of the goals were just after we'd had good chances as well, and we might have snuck a goal, a lead or an equaliser.
Exactly, it was the same on Tuesday night. We've had good chances before Macclesfield, second and third goals, and makes such a difference, you know, 1-1 or 2-0, it's obviously gives you a chance. But no, you know, lads have given everything again. I thought we got in some good areas. We've not managed to score again, which is a disappointment and a concern. But, you know, 1-0, you always felt we had a really good chance. I felt we had a really good chance, you know, can make a few changes as it goes on. But they were just absolutely gift-wrapped to go from the referee, and it's just so difficult to take. The last time this referee was in charge of us was the Aldershot game at home, and I think we got an apology from an assessor after his performance in that game. So he's kept up to form with you know, the goalkeeper makes a save from Wayne in the first 5 minutes out for a corner, and he gives a goal kick, and that just set the tone for it. It was just, when you come away to a place like this, you need all the help you can get, and we got nothing today.
That's the tone of the season, though, isn't it? We're going to come to big places like against teams like this, and it's going to be everything against us, isn't it, in these sort of games?
Well, you're going to get the odd decision go against you. I don't think we should have had as many go against us as much that was missed, and such a big decision that it was right in front of the referee. I don't think that should, at this level of football, those things should not be missed, and today it was missed. And it's, you know, it's cost us a game, really, because I think at 2-0, you know, you're looking for almost miracles, really, against a side like Forest Green to come back from that. But they kept going. You know, I can't ask for any more from the efforts, and they kept going and kept looking for the ball. We kept trying to play, trying to mix it up and, you know, get it up to Dicko and Tom when they came on. And you know, the chance it hits a post just kind of sums up the way it's going for us in front of goal at the moment, I think.
Great support, though, from the Guysey fans today. About 60 or so that came, travelled a long way down. That must have been a real boost to the side.
Of course it is, yeah. The lads really appreciate it. It's fantastic that they come down and support us, especially, you know, after a couple of defeats. And, yeah, you know, it's such a massive thing for us to have that support. And, you know, they outsung the Forest Green fans throughout the game, even when we were behind. Hopefully we'll give them a little bit something more to cheer about on Wednesday night at Wrexham, because, you know, we've lost three in a row now. We need to break that and get back, you know, get some points on the board again.
And it's been a tough run of games, hasn't it, fixtures? I mean, Macclesfield and Lincoln are both teams that have started to hit form now. Today, obviously, Forest Green had a blip and they're hitting form again, or so it seems. And Wrexham is another tough test, isn't it?
We're in a rough run of tough games, and you know that's what it's about. I think, with the exception of the Macclesfield game, I think we could have certainly got something from Lincoln. I think we're more than in this game today, and could certainly have got something out of this one. So, you know, we've got to take heart from that performance. We need to be a bit more ruthless in a final third. We need to find a way to start scoring goals again, because, you know, we're making it difficult for ourselves if we can't score goals. But even Tuesday night, having watched it back, we got in good areas. We should have scored a couple of goals on Tuesday night, and we didn't take the chances. We've got to keep believing, keep getting in those areas, and hopefully sooner rather than later we'll start taking some of these chances and getting in front in games and not having to chase them. But yeah, we knew there'd be a little spell where results went against us, where things went against us, where some of the fixture list didn't help us in terms of going away to some of the bigger, better sides in the league. We've got to be strong. This is what we're here for. Got to dig it out and you know, no one will give us a chance again Wednesday night. We've got to go there and believe that we can go and match them and get a result.
Thanks, Mark.